Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight. Well, here you go.
Okay, this is our podcast. It's called Not Tonight with Linda and Brenda. I'm Linda.
I'm Brenda, and we have really special guests today. I'm so happy y'all did this. This is going to be amazing. These are our new best friends, y'all.
We have
Freddie and Rico. Good, like, we in the building.
We got to talk about how we know them. But we can't.
I have to apologize if I accidentally talk like I'm from New York tonight, because y'all...
They said dog.
Y'all are bringing it out. Not that I'm from there, but like, it makes me miss New York. You know what? It does. I only lived there for like almost 2 years, but it makes me miss it. I love y'all's accents.
That's what we do, y'all.
Mm-hmm. You know, we respect that, you know? New Yorkers, we're like anybody who appreciates, like, you know, the culture we got out here, because, you know, it's just like rise and grind and shit. But we respect you girls, because we respect the whole community around here, because you guys are bringing light into the, you know, the whole problems around the world and shit.
Wow.
That was really nice.
He's dropping jewels. Yo, somebody drop bombs for Fitty.
Drop some bombs for Fitty, y'all.
We have to talk. Okay.
Yeah, our whole life
guys,
is flipping around.
Guys, so much has changed since the last episode. We have, like, a whole new... Oh, my God. Sorry, guys. I'm doing that weird my leg rubbing thing again. Sorry. I have, like... sensory issues. Anyways, we have so much has changed on this app.
Yes.
We start. Can you talk about this weird app?
Do you want me to talk about it?
I hate talking about it.
Oh my God.
I'm not trying to explain it.
It's a new app we joined. It's called Bego.
Oh, and Witch Bitch. It's because of Witch Bitch.
It's all thanks to our mother. She's our official mother now. Witch Bitch in the building. Witch Bitch is Witch. We talk about how much we love her every week.
Serious shit.
She turned us on to this new app, and we joined it. We got rid of Daddy TikTok and
Daddy TikTok,
and we joined Bego. Is it Bego or Bego?
I call it Bego because that's how I heard people on the app call it.
I call it Bego, and I would prefer to call it that, but I think it's actually Bego.
I think our mother just says Bego.
So yeah, we're out there. We have a whole family. It's been wild. The last, like, what is it, 5 days now?
Yeah.
Like,
we have, like, 4,000 people all together, y'all. I swear.
We have a family, a coven of, like, what are we, 26, 27 now? Like a clan kind of
like
family.
Like a family.
And we are out there on Bego. Go check us out. And we have bodyguards. These are, so essentially, these are our bodyguards that we're talking to. And maybe my brother-in-law.
Well... That's another thing.
It may be my best friend forever. I love you, Vinny.
It's here. You know, the love reciprocated blessings, y'all. Back and forth.
I need to also talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, we gotta tell the story.
Wait, are we calling you guys your names? Did we decide that?
My name's Rico. Yeah.
Okay, well,
I think so, right?
Rico, are you comfortable with me sharing how you're my soulmate?
Girl, you can share whatever you want. Please.
Guys, oh my God, I've been manifesting this soulmate. You already know about it. Like, I've been manifesting this soulmate for, like, a straight, like, month or two. And, like, guess what? Remember that dream I had? The boy with the long, wavy hair? Imagine I found him. He is, like, everything. And it's really, like,
it's wild.
It's my soulmate. I don't know what to
tell you. It's weird and wild, but I support it. And y'all know I never support this shit. When she comes on the podcast talking shit about Pelicine and Leon and Louis, I'm like, no. Those guys are stupid.
Well, we liked Louis.
We did like Louis, but Louis. We didn't really know him.
No, but...
I did, but you didn't. But anyways. Dude, this guy's the real deal. So far. you know, we're going to drag you if you break her heart, Rico, eventually. But you won't, because I think y'all are meant to be together. I think it's some, this weird energy that's been going on this week is, like, speaking to all of us. It's a little draining sometimes, to be honest.
I mean, it is.
It really is.
But y'all came together. You're going to have to tell the story in a weird, just fate kind of way.
Rico's going to have to tell the story.
I'm going to tell this story in the most Brooklyn way ever, all right? So, boom, right? So, I was on this other app. It's another live app, like a social media app where you could go live and talk. And that shit was dead. So, I deleted it, yo. It was a fucking nonsense. It wasn't taking me anywhere. I spent, like, a bunch of time wasted when I could have, like, progressed and did more positive shit with my life. So, now I downloaded this app because it was referred to me, right? So, then, bam! I fucking downloaded it from the Apple fucking store, yo. You know what I'm saying? And it came on my phone. I clicked that shit. I made a profile. I went in there and I was like, yo, one day I'm gonna fucking go on here and I'm just gonna see what's popping. So I saw that and I did that. And then I was like, yo, that girl right there, I need to be in that live. So I was like, I was in that live. Nobody was in that live.
He randomly went into Linda's live and she had just started the app. It was like her first day out there. And this dude, Rico, just randomly rolled in there.
Well, like, nah, think about it.
I was talking to her in the comments, and, like, she was like, oh, hi. She was addressing my comment. And then she was like, oh, hi, if you're a bot, hi. Or if you're not a bot, hi, or whatever. So I was like, nah, I'm not a bot, whatever, I'm real. And so I got on her call so she could see my face that I was real. You know what I'm saying? And it popped off right there, and I was like, yo. She's a gorgeous 9+1. That equals a dime, you heard?
We in the building, kids. That's the real love story right there. You know, that don't come to most people, you know?
Prenda's driving. Sorry.
Sorry, but what he said. For real. How does that happen?
That's what I'm saying. The universe, like, does stuff. What the fuck?
Sorry.
The universe does these things for a reason. Like, it is what it is. I don't know what else to tell you. Like, I manifested a soulmate. It's literally on paper. I have the receipts.
Yeah.
My mother, like, now he's part of my family. Like, we have the same mom.
He's her bodyguard. And, wow, yeah, you do have the same mom, but it's not like that.
Not like that. Imagine.
You know, it's like the way I see it is like the beginning of like the floodgates. Like, it's right now, it's like it's the door's about to open up, and we're about to fly through this weird blessing that's gonna like attack all of us in this weird family that we're making.
That's deep.
But we.
Uh oh, he got muted.
He just did what Crystal does on the read.
Yes, he did.
I think he's eating too cold.
Oh, man.
Yo, what's wrong with this dude, yo?
He better not be talking right now.
Cut yourself off just to take a scoop of a bite, yo. What are you doing, bro? Get off the plate, dude.
Dude.
I had to feed the dog. He's barking a lot.
The dog.
We in the room.
Excuse me? All right.
No, that's the Pomeranian. He was like running around the house. But, you know what I mean? What are we doing right now?
You were going to say something.
We wanted to get to know, like, who you guys were. I mean, now we can just talk shit if you want.
Oh, you want to get to know us? Yeah, well, you know Rico? So Rico got a crazy story. My story's not as crazy, but, you know, streets of Brooklyn, they raise up animals, so came up a little bit, you know, hard around the edges and shit, but we're opening up to this family because, you know, you guys, you know, respect you, how you guys communicate to the people and stuff. You know, you read people, you a lot of talents in this weird group that we got over here, so.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I just feel blessed.
Everybody had something from that group. I like the fact that it's, like, real diverse, and we all get along, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. It's super diverse. I love that so much. That's, like, my favorite part.
And it's, like, people, we didn't even explain it, really. It's, like, our family is full of, like, tarot readers and, like, aura readers, that's me, and like, psychics. Like,
yeah, mediums, everybody like feelers, has a different
feelers. Yeah, birth chart readers. Vinny is a birth chart reader.
Imagine.
I'm blessed with that. They're trying to, like, they think I'm just gonna start reading everybody's chart and be like out of the blue. It doesn't work like that because it's more like a math. That's what I want to make people understand. The tarot shit is like a science where like you observe shit and you observe energies. This is more like you gotta understand just numbers. Like degrees and angles and just pretty much just math. So if I'm gonna talk to you, I gotta sit with you privately. You know, we gotta get these numbers right. because this birth chart shit, it doesn't change. Like, it's just like your predisposition on life, like the way you were born, where you were born. You know, it's like working within your radius. That's what the birth chart means. So when you figure out the mathematical points, you just, it just kind of tells you where do you belong in this world. That's pretty much it. But yeah, I don't like to get too into it.
No, that's a good breakdown.
And you're right, it's super mathematical. People just put in the numbers and it does it for them. But yeah, if you're really into the math side of it, that's some deep diving shit you gotta do. How long does it take you to, like, do you do the math yourself, all of it?
No, I mean, you know, obviously there's systems that they put out there now that you just type in numbers to give you the math, but you still gotta, you still need to know some math because, you know, when it comes to the degrees of each sign, every degree means something. People just say, okay, my Aquarius and Saturn, they think, okay, that means the same. No, it doesn't. Every single degree is so different than the other one. You have to know when you want to break down someone, you got to tell them, what are these degrees? What do they really mean? And that's kind of why, you know, I've been doing this for some people.
You're blowing my mind right now, for real. That's the hardest part of reading a birth chart for me. Like, all the degrees, it's the math for me. I know I can learn it, but gosh, you're right, it's hard work. And I have to ask a random ass question, because I just heard this and it reminded me, because I'm always joking about this and I'm always talking about it. But do you guys know about sacred geometry, the sacred G? You ever heard of that? No? Okay. Well, if you like math, look up sacred geometry.
What?
I don't know too much about it, but he's heard about it. Are you guys into that stuff?
I'd like to be, but again, it's the math. It's hard. But my little YouTube reading, Rico had his. I want you to talk about that, Rico. But that YouTube girl that, like, goes on for 2 hours, like, you get, like, six slots or whatever. I was the last one, and it said something about, it was legit, because it said I need to, like, astral project, done it. Like, I need to, like, talk to spirits, okay. But it said I need to, I lost my train of thought. Oh, we just, oh, fucking sacred geometry. I need to, get into it. Like that would be good. That would be a good practice for me. Like, that's fit for my personality or whatever. And I've always wanted to, but I've really, like, again, it's the math for me. Geometry's hard.
Which one did you pick?
Six. Celestite. It said I was, like, meant to speak to people and help people and guide people and, psychic shit, lucid shit.
Wow.
Yeah. It was spot on.
Not spot on.
Yeah, for me, I don't know. What was yours?
I was so tired when I watched it. I was so tired. So I don't remember anything she said. So I need to watch it again. But I think I picked a number. It was like after I stayed up like all night, and then in the morning, you woke me up like before you left, and I was like, I just wanted to watch it real quick, but I was so tired. I'm so tired.
It's been a tiring couple of days.
You don't take notes. How are you going to know what they're saying? You got to really sit there with a pen.
I know.
I did the same shit when I watched the video. See, like, I was looking at them, and I did exactly what you said. She said, like, take 30 seconds or as much time as you need, 30 minutes, whatever, and focus on the card and see which ones, like you're drawn to. So, like, I was really drawn to, like, that quartz one. I think, I don't know which one it was, like, Lamar.
Number four, I think.
Lamaron or whatever, however you say it. Anyways, it
was the yellowish one.
But then I kept looking at that amethyst one, and I was like, yo, I kind of like that one too. And then I was like, nah, fuck that. I'm going to go with my gut. So I went with my gut, and I chose the quartz. And then she broke it down. And then at first she was like, yeah, you like to talk. You're good at giving advice, things of that nature. You need to be, you crave to be, like, hurt in a way. Like, I have to speak or something like that.
Imagine. You crave to be hurt?
You know what I'm saying?
Imagine.
So it's like, then she said, like, one of my numbers is, like, 4, 3, or, like, 9 or something. And I was like, it's definitely 4 because growing up all my life, it's always been 4. Always
mine
been 4,
too.
Right?
I told him.
So then she pulled out, like, the creativity card and whatever. And she was talking about, like, art and things of that nature. And I was like, okay, that kind of connects. Because when I was younger, I used to do, like, a lot of freehand drawing and, like, sketching and shit like that. But then she jumped into the music. And I was like, oh, shit, yo. I fucking got into it, and I was like, yo, this is kind of getting, like, touchy. And then she said I could talk to the Ninja Turtle, Raphael. Imagine!
No way. She did not.
She I could talk to, or like, I'm mad connected to the Archangel Raphael, right?
Oh, he is our Archangel.
Like, then she said, like, I also have the keys to get people to their Archangel.
Ooh, shit.
And then she said, if I really wanted to and I studied and I did what I needed to, like, I could legit be a crazy person with bells and shit. And I was like, God.
Bells? Bells? Bells.
And then she said something about, like, this mirror thing. Like, I just need to protect myself. And something, like, to do, like, just to protect myself. And then I can't remember, like, the last thing. But, yeah, that was pretty much it. Everything was, like, really accurate. And at first I was like, I don't know, man. Like, let's see what happens. But then when she started going, like, one by one each card and, like, explaining it, I was like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like,
she said that you needed help doing protecting spells? Or that you were good at it?
No, I needed to, like, it was a card and it had, like, a mirror on it. And she said, like, I just need to, like, protect myself.
Well, guess what? Mine, I do remember this part. Mine said that I'm really good at protection spells.
True.
Okay, and cleansing myself and cleansing the people around me. Shit. I'm good at. Yeah.
Got me, shorty. You got me. You see? We could not.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Wow. It's like a puzzle. Imagine.
That's a beautiful thing, though. For real. You know what I mean?
Signs of the times.
I don't even know what to say to that. That's wild. I'm
telling you.
So I pay attention, yo. I wrote this shit down. I made sure that I, like, you know.
Yeah. I feel like I remember a lot, actually. I don't remember anything from that day. I remember maybe one thing I remember. I picked number 3. It was a watermelon something. And all she said in the first couple of sentences was, when you eat something, it gives you a memory of the past or something. Like, what?
Yeah.
But whatever. We're going to roll with it.
You know what's crazy about that, bro? Like, you stay going to these places to eat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the funny
part. You stay eating all, like, these foods, like, from different places. So it's like, you know?
It's my Taurus mood. I just love food, bro. I want to be comfortable and fat and cuddle with you, man.
Do you really have a Taurus mood?
I just say Taurus is the best mood. It's the exalted one of the mood. I mean, Cancer is the most comfortable mood, but besides Cancer, you want your Taurus.
What?
You
don't have a Cancer mood. Oh, yeah. I need to write this down.
Yeah.
Hold on. So, Fitty is Taurus moon, Rico's a Cancer moon.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the best moon placements. I ain't gonna lie to you, kids.
That's two good moon placements.
Yeah, because, you know, Cancers can be a little bit weird, but I like a Cancer moon because they're just, they're so sensitive.
That's where it belongs.
It goes with it, right. Mm. Wow. That's how you're in tune with your feelings, Rico. My goodness. I'm so proud of you.
Legit. I swear, like, I've always been like that. That's why I like to communicate. I always like to talk. Like, I don't try to say it, like, in a cocky or, like, whatever way. But, like, I've always just liked to be, like, that person in the room that made people laugh. Not just to get, like, that center of attention feel, but it's, like, I get, like, a natural high off of, like, people smiling, laughing, knowing that I made somebody's day. You know what I'm saying? So
I don't want to cut you off. I was the same way growing up. But, yeah, continue.
Word.
I love that shit.
That's exactly what you guys are so, like, soothing to us. I feel like, cause y'all crack us up. You're hilarious. You're both, like,
got
that weird, goofy sense of humor. It, like, I miss it sometimes, cause, like, we have a tight knit family, and our brother and our dad are like that. And but, like, now we're all adults and we don't live with them anymore, so, like, we don't get that same kind of vibe, like, just goofy shit.
We're like, okay.
You're like our brothers. We're like our brothers. Like, it's
but also
the best. I was listening to y'all, like, a podcast today.
Yeah.
Like a damn podcast. You guys were, like, on a Snapchat call, and I just turned it on while I was driving, and y'all were just fucking around, but it was, like, cracking me up as I was driving. Yeah. Man, y'all are funny.
Y'all are funny.
What can I say?
You guys are really awesome. You guys always have good topics. That's why I like sticking around with you guys, because, you know, a lot of interesting things going on.
Nah, it's just crazy how it all popped off, because, like, that app that I was telling you about that we were on first, because me and Fitty started, we knew each other off of this old app, and me and him used to argue on that app back and forth in the beginning. Like, we didn't really talk with each other too much, but then, like, we started talking, getting, like, on a personal level, and, like, we started noticing, like, we were, like, real similar, we joked the same and everything like that, and we switched over to this app. Because that app is getting ready to get deleted, right? So we came on here, and then Linda was like, yo, there's this other thing that you could go on and fucking, whatchamacallit, we're going to have like this big tarot reading and I'd like for you to just be in there and meet the rest of my family and this, that, and the other. I was like, all right, no doubt, I'm in there. So then, boom, then they like trying to do this reading shit. I jumped in there. I was like, whatever. Then they like called me out because I was capping. And
oh, yeah, which bitch read you? So yeah. That was wild. That's how we knew we loved you, though.
To get like that type of moment, but I'm glad that I did because it's like I'm at first it was like this is the honest truth. Like I just wanted to guard myself. I didn't really know anybody, so I didn't want to like let that personal side of my life out just to anybody. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't that I didn't want to be open about it. It's just that like I get like worried about what people will do with the information that I give them. You know what I'm saying? Because it's hard to trust people nowadays. But then when you guys showed me mad love in the comments, all this stuff, this, that, and the other, like, I really didn't, like, have anything as far as, like, tarot, like, per se, but you guys still welcomed me in the family and everything like that, and then I was like, yo, but I do have somebody that's, like, legit, like, he knows his shit about this, and I'm gonna get him in here. So that was Fitty.
Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate yo, girl. Honestly, yo, just for you thinking of me about that, like, I know, like, you're my brother from another mother and shit, so,
you already know,
whenever you need to, you know what I mean?
My brother.
That was so wild, because we definitely thought, I'm not going to lie, I doubted you for a second. I just thought, no offense, Rico, I just thought you were going to bring, like, your friend, like, your goofy-ass friend up in there, but no, you brought somebody that, like, actually knows his shit.
Yeah.
It was wild to me. It was, like, just the weirdest, greatest thing, but, and now you guys are our bodyguards. You're, like, in this mother. You're bitches with us. You're bitches.
Bodyguards in the building, you heard?
Bodyguard bitch.
Whitney Houston status, you're bodyguard.
Oh man.
Wow.
And I can say it over here. I understand you didn't want to change your name to bitch because you're our bodyguards, but y'all still did and you did it in the best ways. Like
we had to look, we took an L for the team, usually like, you know, you sacrifice a little bit of yourself for the better of the whole.
Yeah.
So we did what we had to do. But we still gonna hold shit down like a plunger at the end of the day. You know, if anything pops off, we're the ones gonna put our lives on the forefront, like You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're dangerous. I'm not even playing. So, like, it's not just talk. So, just be careful. You know what I'm saying? Don't mess with the ladies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God. And we had auditions.
Oh, yeah. Tell them about the auditions.
Your audition, Joe. Yes.
Oh,
we had the auditions.
Your audition.
What?
Very casual, you know. Brenda started off in the morning. I remember waking up. First, to be honest with you, I thought she was really nervous in the beginning. I thought she was going to mess up the whole day. I was like,
in the beginning.
Once it started, she just flew through the whole thing. It was quick.
It was quick.
And then Natalie took it. It was the same thing with Natalie. She sat down. I didn't feel like they were pressured. So I was like, oh, these girls are made for this. Hosting, broadcasting on the panels and all. So I think, you know what I mean, working with these two fine ladies, I think we're going on the right track. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Good God. I love that.
Wow. That was awesome.
I was going to start talking like Joe Pesci. I was talking like Joe Pesci to Linda the other day.
Really? Like, do it again. Wow. I just watched what's that movie. My cousin Vinny, I just watched that the other day and I fucking love that movie. I love that movie so hard.
That's a good movie. That's where he plays like the lawyer or some shit.
Yeah, like it down in Alabama with my girl. What is that girl's name? Marissa Tomei. She is a little spitfire in that movie and she's got I don't know if it's Brooklyn accent. It's New York, but I don't know Brooklyn.
They say dog.
She was like, Rico says dog. And I was like, dog. he kept saying dog. And I was like,
how do you say it,
Vinny? Dog? What's up, dog?
Dog, yeah. Dog. It's the dog. Brooklyn dog. People have that like low O. Like, it's you know
dog.
What I'm saying?
Oh,
it's
yeah, a dog.
No, I think I'm starting to say it like them. And how do I say it? Dog. Like a normal person. Dog.
Dog.
Dog. Dog.
Oh, that's how they say it down south. My cousin's
yeah,
dog.
Down south.
Yo, what up, dog? Yeah, they say
it
like that.
Dog?
Well, yeah,
dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought that's what you meant. I was like, what do you mean he was calling you dog? Because, like, people down here, they call people dog like their friend. So yeah. She was like, no. They say dog. And then I was like, okay, the accent. Y'all say some funny shit.
Same thing, though.
Like, you also, like put a hard R, like, in there, like a pronunciation. Like, you say Brenda.
He did
like
not just Brenda. Say coffee.
Brenda,
say
coffee.
Say coffee. How do you guys say coffee?
You don't want to know how I say it.
I'm nervous to say it now. Hold on, give me a second.
Say it.
I used to get made fun of so bad for my accent.
You say it again? You say it again?
Coffee.
Stop, are you exaggerating that?
No, coffee.
Is that real, you think?
Yes.
What the fuck? You said coffee. I say, like, coffee.
What's wrong with that?
Coffee? Coffee.
I don't see anything wrong with that, coffee.
I say coffee. Like,
coffee. I say coffee. No, you don't.
I say coffee. Coffee. Yeah.
Well, people are gonna be like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Wait, I have a question for real.
Alright.
When you're gonna, I fucking can't say it. Okay, what do you do with a light switch? Like, when it's time to turn the TV, in the TV watching, what do you say?
I can't talk about this right now, I gotta go on mountain.
Like, if you're gonna go over to a light switch, what are you gonna do with it?
I'm gonna turn that shit off.
Okay.
What do I say? You say turn it on when you want it off.
Wow, y'all both said turn it on.
What are you talking about?
When I lived in New York, my friend said close it. They're going to close the switch.
Oh, close the light. Yeah, I've heard that.
Close the light, close the TV.
Close the light. I've heard that many times.
Yeah, I was like confused by that. Very confused by that.
Isn't that like common speech from across the world?
This is deja vu. We've talked about this before, that Nelly Furtado song.
What do you mean?
Turn off the lights.
Turn off. Yeah, close the lights. Yeah. There's another one. Oh my gosh, this is my favorite difference between Southern people and New Yorkers.
Okay.
And it makes us sound like hillbillies, just what? FYI.
What?
When we don't understand what you said, like when we need to hear something again, oftentimes we say, huh? Like, huh?
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 Yeah.
Huh? It's not that attractive. And then when y'all don't hear things, you say, what happened? And that's like such a better thing to say. But you say it all the time, like, what happened? What happened? What happened?
Yeah, we go,
what happened?
Huh?
What happened? And we're like, huh?
But, it's just like straight up, like, huh? Like, yeah. What happened is more like,
you say it so quick too, like the I really get inspired by how fast New Yorkers talk. I feel like I talk so slow compared to y'all.
Oh man, I'm thriving. Sorry.
All right, what else?
Rico, do you speak Spanish?
I speak a little bit of Spanish, but I know more. I understand it more. My mother never really taught me.
Okay.
She said I wasn't allowed to speak it. Imagine.
Why?
We can learn together.
Come on, yo.
I've been learning.
I can't speak Spanish. I'm joking.
So if I said, no, I'm not going to say it.
What? Oh, yeah. He probably already knows that. You always play a lot of...
Tomorrow es un atajo.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
that's a inside.
It's not an inside. They're in the family, you know?
Oh, yeah, you guys are in the family. Yeah.
Kristen and Willie say it all the time.
That's the shirt that I want for Christmas from Kristen's website, whichbitchtarot.com.
What is it? Which one?
Tumare Asuna Tahoe.
Oh, she has it?
I haven't even looked at it yet. I gotta look at it. Yeah she's gonna have great shit over there, I think. Over there.
Yeah, book a personal reading on that website. Yeah, well, should we take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break. I'm getting goofy.
I'm getting weird.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah. Let's take a break.
Like a quick break.
Just like a quick little break.
We back in the building. You know, it was a brief intermission. You know, we have to, like, you know, fix up a little around the block, a little stuff going up. Yeah, you're back. You had to do a couple things around the corner. You feel me? But we right back like we never left. You heard? Brooklyn all day. Yo, these two pretty ladies, they said, yo, they're gonna go and fix us up a cheese sandwich and shit. I ain't get no sandwich.
My bad. My bad. We got distracted.
You know, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity with you ladies, because you don't know when you get this again, so gotta take advantage of it right now.
Yeah, wow. Should we talk about, like, you guys make music together? You can talk about that.
Oh, snap. Yo, are they ready, bro?
These are some special guys up in here.
Don't want to come back to the whole music stuff. Because, you know, my boy Rick will be taking this serious. He got his stuff on all platforms. He can break it down for you if you want.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I literally didn't like, ever rap. I was, like, I always produced since I was, like, 13 years old. I started, for anybody out there that knows anything about music, if you're listening to this right now, on the PlayStation, when the first PlayStation first came out, I started using the MTV Music Generator. Then I graduated to Fruity Loops. Then I graduated to Logic Pro. Then Logic Pro updated and turned to Logic Pro X, right? So then, boom, I started using that, making a lot of music, everything. And then, like, it wasn't until I met Fitty. And he started rapping, and I was like, yo, this dude is crazy. Like, he says wild shit, but he actually can't flow when he wants to. So I got off the app, and we were talking on Snapchat, and I was like, yo, let's try to do some music together. And we actually did, and the shit was, like, good. It was fire, boom, blow, bow. And then fucking, we just kept doing it, and I keep trying to get this dude to do it, and sometimes he don't want to do it. I smack him in his face so he could come back to reality so I could try to pull his gift out of him, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes I got to, you know...
God bless you, brother. I appreciate the motivation, man. You
but
gave
nah, me I only started rapping the beginning of this year, and I got, like, you got a couple tracks out there.
When did you guys meet? How old were y'all?
This was, like, what, 2-3 years ago.
So you didn't, like, grow up together? I always thought y'all grew up together for some reason.
Nah, we did, I swear.
I mean, look, it seems like we did, because we have this crazy, it's like the Brooklyn connection, but...
Yeah.
Years ago, you know, but, you know... It's about the quality, not the quantity sometimes. You know, you can know someone for 20 years, but you ain't really pop off like that. But, you know, thankfully, the stars aligned with me and my boy Rico, you know, and things been going, like, pretty good from that one, you know?
And the building.
That's amazing. I love that. That's, like, beautiful. And just this whole weird thing that's been happening the last 5 days, like, it's like a real tribe coming together. Like, we just met these guys, and we feel like we've known them forever. It's wild. It's
weird. Because we already had a book club with Evie and Yoshi and Spleen, and, like, we kind of neglected it for this app. We need to go back to that book, but, like, I love them so much. I love all of them so much, but, and Dandelion, like, she's part of the family, too. Like, she's always giving sick readings about my papa. Like, she's with it, and, wow, now we're all a huge family, and, like, Rico and Fitty are both part of the family.
It's a constant thing. It's a full-ass family.
Yeah, wow.
It's definitely a blessing. It's like I told people today, like, I went from, like, my phone just being on chill and, like, frozen. Now my shit's, like, blowing up like crazy, and it's kind of cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got people to talk to, people I can fucking vent to if I need that. If I need my fucking dream interpreted, I got my homie Spleen. If I need some artwork, I got my homie Big Willie style, you know what I'm saying?
For real.
We love Willie.
I could go to Mom Dukes, you know what I'm saying? If I need something interpreted, I could go to somebody else. Yo, we got different flavors. We got different shit for everybody. If you need something, we got something for you, yo. I promise, yo. Just make sure that you just be careful how you talk to these ladies, because, again,
absolutely.
Wow.
You got to respect that, you know? That's from a true gentleman. That's how gentlemen should act, you know? Like, ladies in the building, you know, be, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we know what you mean.
That's what we want. Yeah,
that's what we want.
Mean, right? It took you a while, but now you're starting to catch what I mean now.
It took you a while, but now you know, you heard?
Okay. Man.
I'm loving it.
I have a question.
Shoot.
I want to know your opinions on the Hollow Earth theory.
Oh, snap. I'm sorry. Look, check this out. This is the thing that I wanted to tell you guys about this, right? It's not, like, I don't know too much about it, but based off what you said, but, like, I started putting, like, more things together. You know how the North Pole, everybody has their own, like, thought of what the North Pole is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are saying, like, the North and South Pole, they fucking, they're, like, the gateways or the openings to go to these places, to the Hollow Earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you notice, I'm gonna blow your fucking minds, right? If you notice,
the North Pole keeps moving. So it's like they don't want you to find the exact location of where to go.
Okay, but that might be because of the magnetic shift. They're supposed to be, like, the polars are shifting, right? So, but do you think that's tied in? So, like, that's why it's shifting? It's because,
I think they're doing it.
Okay, like, fuck off. Get out of here.
Yeah, you can't, guys can't find us. Like,
you can't, yes, that would make, oh my gosh, that would make perfect sense.
That is interesting. That is very interesting.
But some people say the shift's going to happen really fast, like, soon. I forget the date now, but like it's gonna like go like flippy floppy, like ice age type of shit. I don't really necessarily believe in that part so much. I think it's shifting slowly, like you said. And now we know who's doing it.
Who's doing
it?
The Hollow Earth people.
The Hollow Earth people. Oh my god.
Linda has a different perspective of the Hollow Earth people than I do.
I think that we need to get down there. I think that our new president needs to like come up with a plan to get us in there, because once this world falls to shit, because it's going to, it is what it is. We need to get inside of it. We need to get inside of it where everything is perfect and it's a beautiful civilization and people are thriving and they're tall and it's like a future. It's like in the earth.
And then the other thing is, right? You know how I was telling you every 27 million years, our planet goes through like this harsh area of the Milky Way and destroys, right? And all these things happen. So they say like life is recreated and everything like that, and it starts all over again. But how can life start all over again like that, just like really abruptly or whatever, without having some type of like legit starting point? So it's like, I feel like they found this place to go hide during that time, and when it's done, they come out and reproduce and start making the world again.
Lizard people?
Lizards?
All those people.
I don't know.
Those shapeshifters, all that crazy shit.
Okay, okay, okay. So, like, when is it time for them?
Well, it says the next time that it's not going to be for a long time, but it's 20 million years from now.
Oh, so okay, wait. So every 20 million years, they all come creepy crawler out?
No, I'm saying every 27 million years, the Earth goes through this part of the Milky Way galaxy that has a lot of asteroids and everything, which caused like the dinosaur extinction, all these other things
to
happen, volcanoes erupting and everything like that. So what I'm saying is like, maybe they know this, and that's why they went to Hollow Earth and made that Hollow Earth so they could get safe. And when it comes time, when they're out of it, they come out and start making, like, reproducing and making, like,
oh, I see what you're saying.
That makes sense?
Bombs for Rigo, yes. Especially the first part. Like, the way they got down there, I believe in that. That makes perfect sense to me. How they got, they must have just discovered, you know, the poles.
Somehow.
But smart, they were smarties down there. Now, the part I believe what you're saying, but I still am confused about is like, when do they decide to come up?
I don't think they come up.
Yeah, right? You don't think they ever come up? Yeah, I don't know too much about that, but I'm just like trying to like think. It's like all that crazy stuff that happens is like, makes you think.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't have the answers.
I do. I just want to shapeshift.
You, you want to shapeshift? What would you be?
Imagine, y'all be a wolf, legit. I'll be a wolf, a big ass wolf, a black wolf.
Wow. Imagine.
God damn.
What would you be, Finny?
I'll be one of those things, you know, that go around the block. Those...
What?
Nah, something like, something friendly, something not too scary, like a unicorn or some shit.
That's exactly it.
Dude,
what was the question?
What would you be if you were a shapeshifter? I mean, why not be a unicorn? Fuck it. No, my animal is an ant. I guess I could be an ant.
Ew, why would you want to be an ant?
Because that's my primal god.
Oh, that's really cool.
An ant is legit, though.
That's my...
You would find that in 2 seconds if you were...
What?
What?
If you're an ant, you would literally... The whole thing that you're talking about right now, North Pole, all that stuff, you'd find that in 2 seconds. You just go under and do all that shit.
You're right. Oh my gosh, ants are so smart. But they don't live in the Arctic. They don't live in the Arctic, do they?
No way. I think I would be a giraffe. But
I could get into the Bermuda Triangle
as an ant,
for sure. But then would I have to be an ant in the Hollow Earth? I don't think I would.
Why would you want to be an ant? Live your life.
Once I get to the Hollow Earth, I'm going to not be an ant anymore. I'm going to be like a unicorn or something.
How do you know ants don't have fun? Imagine you lived the life that you... Imagine one day you did what an ant does. You'd have the funnest day ever. Bro, you'd be everywhere. In like those weird sewers and shit.
They do take a lot of different routes, but... they have that weird collective brain, too. That's weird, but they don't think about anything except, like... doing their job.
Yeah.
They're like a workhorse. Yeah.
They're very strong. They're like really
they carry
strong.
Shit on their head.
That's 20 times their weight.
If I get to Hollow Earth, I just want to relax. You know?
Why do we have to go to Hollow Earth, though? I mean, I know we do in real life, but if we're just trying to be what was the question? What kind of animal are we? What's the
what
question?
What kind of animal would you be?
A fucking giraffe.
What would you want to shape into?
A giraffe.
A giraffe.
Our brother is a giraffe.
They're just like, they're really gentle. They're like majestic.
Question.
Yeah.
Fucking last night? It all runs together now.
Yeah, I know.
Last night, Fitty, you kept saying Brenda, yo, ayo, Brenda, oh yeah, Brenda.
Oh, that was a couple nights ago.
I have a question for you. And then you never really gave it to me, but then the last thing you asked was, what did you say? Who's going to take the garbage out in the morning? What does that mean? Is that a joke? Imagine? I don't know what that means.
Again, I'm sorry. Wait, you said I asked you a question. What?
Yeah, you were like, who's going to take the garbage out in the morning?
Oh, I was joking around with you. Like,
what does that mean? I don't get it.
I don't know. I just said whatever the hell would like get under your skin or something to try to like get you pissed off.
What does that mean?
I don't get it.
No, I was like, imagine we're living together. Like, just to get on your show, like, yo, Brenda, take it out the garbage? I'm just messing with you, obviously.
Okay. No, we can take turns on the garbage. I love going to the dump around here. We can take turns.
That's why I said it, too, because I know Capricorns love to deal with, like, Mother Earth and shit. So taking out the garbage is, like, therapy for you. Like, oh, I'm taking out the garbage. You actually enjoy that shit.
I didn't used to ever in my whole life until I started living, whatever, until recently. But now I fucking love it. I can't get enough of it. I don't love it always, but I like the dump. I like going to the dump.
Because when you get older, think about it. You're going to be older way longer than you're younger. When you're older, these little things are everything.
I become a dork. Yeah. All these little dorky house things I do. I like it.
This is what your whole life's going to be. That's what your whole life really is. These little stupid chores that we do. That's what it is for real.
Yeah.
But. As long as we still have energy, we're going to try to have as much fun and thrive as hard as we can.
Imagine.
Wow.
Alright.
Wait, you're a Capricorn?
I'm Capricorn dominant, but...
He has a stellium in Capricorn, too. Can you believe that? Imagine.
What is he, though?
You
got
to relax with all that stuff, because on paper, I'm an Aquarius on paper. You can't be lying to me.
He's like,
I love Aquarius.
He doesn't like to claim his Capricorn. That bothers me, because... You always call me out for being Capricorn, but you're just as much.
I'm more Capricorn than you, 100%. I guarantee you. Imagine.
Yeah, you got a lot of Capricorn shit. You're North Node in Capricorn, right?
I'm all cap. That's why you always see me with a cap. I never stop capping. Imagine.
You know what, though? I secretly am learning to like Capricorn. I never, like, want to claim it in my chart. I don't fucking vibe with it. I like my fire signs better, but... I'm like starting to appreciate the shit behind Capricorn. They're strong ass people.
I love Capricorns. I love a good Capricorn.
When I first seen my chart and I saw the Capricorn, I almost cried. I said, "No!" I was like, "Come on!" Out of all the signs, you gave me the most boring sign.
The most boring. That's why I hated it. I never even wanted to admit it as a kid because I'd be like, "Oh my god!" Everybody's gonna think I'm automatically boring.
Everybody thinks that Taurus is boring too.
Really?
Because we're just sleepy and hungry. Give up
that boringness, but Taurus is obviously the most colored. It's Venus, it's Apex, it's definitely the most colorful mainstream out of the Earth signs.
Yeah.
But the Earth in general gives you a boring, plain Jane type of vibe, but sometimes that's good. You know what I mean? Sometimes you need that person to come through and be like, yo, we're just going to sit down, have a beer, and just you know, fuck all that. But for real, the
almost made it joke, yo.
No, but they say earth signs are the most sexual. So listen, if like you meet an earth sign and they're like, yo, honestly, I just want to have sex for like 13 hours straight, you got to be able to understand where they're coming from. Their earth is feminine, Mother Nature. When Mother Nature needs its thing, you got to give it to it, or else it's going to take it by force. Am I going to say, like, earth signs, like,
love he knows.
What?
You got to have a hook.
I mean, you gotta have a hook. I don't know what to tell you. You gotta have a hook.
Come on, with no hook in it, like, you ain't popping. I'll be honest. The song gotta have a hook.
It is what it is. I'm not gonna get into it, but it is. If you know, you know.
If you know, trust me. Captain Hook, you heard?
Not even just the hook, but the whole thing about earth signs just being really sexual. I mean, they're earthy, you know?
My fucking imagine. I don't even want to put myself out. Never mind.
What?
My fucking Mars is in Scorpio, too. Like, crazy. What the fuck?
Crazy.
Doesn't help. It doesn't help that.
Like, put you on blast for everybody, but...
You know,
we got a situation going on. Mars is your sexuality, right? It's how you express yourself, like, passionately. And since it's in Scorpio, Scorpio's a water sign. So, that means... I don't want to get too... I mean, it's just
go
like,
ahead. You can go ahead. It's fine. It's like I only have like two water placements, like that, and Scorpio is my Pluto.
Water means literally. It means you get wet. That's what it means. Like when it comes to like when you're about to do that stuff, you get.
That's not what that means. Come on, no way.
Listen, I know it sounds crazy, outrageous, but Scorpio is a water sign. It's the body part that rules Scorpio is the genitals. Literally, that's the body part that it rules. So
get out. I didn't know that.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, Capricorn is the knees, Taurus is the neck. The neck has the vocal cords. Taurus is like the sing, like Adele and all these. Capricorn is the knees. What is these?
Yeah.
Billy go. Listen, it gets deep. Trust me.
He knows his shit because I know Capricorn is the knees.
Okay, so what does Mars and Scorpio mean?
Mars Scorpio means when it comes to your sexual life and like you want to put your passion into it, you are very... down, like, to business, like, you're actually...
And it's a winning, though.
You know what I mean? You're actually gonna do the deed. Like, you're actually trying to do the whole impregnation, create kids, Scorpio. Scorpio's about creation and destruction, making kids. It's all about the genitals and stuff, so... You know, you're trying to actually commit, you know?
Wow.
I've never heard it explained like that. Wow, that makes me feel so much, better about it, honestly.
Like, I mean, look...
I always thought it was, like, psycho shit, because Scorpio can be crazy.
Understand. Place me, you think, is this wrong? Should I be feeling like, yeah, of course you should feel like this, because God, like, whatever the stars, whatever put it, they put it for a reason, you gotta use it and learn about it. Scorpio's very deep and mysterious, so maybe you have to go into those deep waters, you know, Scorpio's those deep, cold waters that you gotta embrace a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I think all of our freaking Plutos are in Scorpio. Not that's mine. Some deep, dark water. What's yours?
I don't know. Is it in Pluto?
Yeah, I don't even know mine.
What did you say?
I thought it was.
No, I don't know about that.
Anyway, thank you for telling me that. That made me feel like way better. Scorpio is actually, yeah, there's some good stuff with Scorpio, too. People always say it's just like the psycho sign.
I like to think of it as psycho.
They're just like, they're Scorpio. Very intense.
Yeah, I don't know about Scorpio.
Yeah, sometimes.
What is your Mars?
Virgo.
Virgo, also intense in the earthy way, but.
Rico's is Capricorn.
Wait, what is Fitty's?
My Mars in Gemini.
Oh, that's right. Fuck. We got the best combination, I think. Capricorn, Gemini. Fucking Scorpio.
And Virgo?
And Virgo.
I don't know. I feel like Virgo makes... I don't know. Virgo sounds boring as your Mars sign. It sounds like, oh, your Mars is in Virgo? You're probably boring as shit.
It sounds boring, but I told you Virgo's the most underrated sign. Well, overlooked. So
what was
like,
that?
That was Leroy. Sorry.
Could be a really good placement for that shit.
Whatever. I don't get how it relates to, like... sex and fighting, because isn't that what Mars is all about? Like, how does Virgo is such a boring ass bitch, but like, I don't relate.
I'll let Fitty explain.
Withdrawn, right? It's like a withdrawn sign, it doesn't really show what it has, so maybe it comes to that, like, when you're ready to show your passion and stuff, you might actually withdraw and hold it in a bit and kind of like expect the person to realize, hey, look what I'm feeling for you. I'm feeling this much, but you know what I mean? You gotta do something. You gotta just, if you pull one foot forward, that's it. It's like you got the prize. But Virgo kind of like steps back and they're like, I'm gonna wait my turn. But once you put that one foot in, you got what, you know what I mean? We in the building.
Oh man, sorry. Well, what, okay, so what does a Mars in Capricorn mean?
We all cat. You know we fucking around. No.
Yeah, mine's is in Capricorn.
Capricorn is like the shoulder side. So maybe, since Capricorn is so alpha, and Mars forces you to be alpha, there might be a little bit of struggle showing how badly you're passionate about someone, because you know once you show it, it's pretty much over for everybody else, because you're going to outwork everybody, you're going to out, like, crazy everybody. So, Rico situation, since it's Cap. Capricorn is an old wise sign. It takes long to manifest that. So maybe you should, like, later on in life, you see how he matured to, you know, this age. Now is when you can finally let out those real passions.
I think that's good for you.
Linda. I love that for him and for
really
me.
Really good.
Nah, Rico is like, he's a good communicator. That's all I've ever asked for in my life was somebody with a popping throat chakra, okay? And like, his throat chakra is fucking open.
Yeah. You want to do the shadow work, Rico. That is so impressive.
He wants to do the shadow
work.
So
impressive. I can't get, like, enough of that.
Shadow work is more, is actually, when you guys start talking about it, I thought you guys were, like, it's something corny, but it's actually very, very useful.
No, it's intense.
It's like doing a self-inventory. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, it's really good to, like, get those things out and, like, notice them so that you can try to better yourself, so that you can, like, you guys, how you guys say, like, ascend and be your better self.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, so but it's a lot. It's fucking hard.
Especially for a relationship, so then that way you can know things about each other, you know, even, like, your flaws or, you know, things that you want your partner to kind of help you be uplifted about or anything like that. So I think it's a really cool thing, because I thought the same when you guys were talking about shadow work. I was like, the hell is this nonsense at first, but then I was like, yo, this is actually like really deep. It gets to the core of the person, and it's all for the better, you know?
And so, sometimes, like, you don't even realize what you're doing is shadow work. Like, last night, what we were talking about, like you were just popping down ideas, and I was like, that's exactly what shadow work is. Like,
yeah.
It's just, like, simply asking yourself fucking fucked up questions that you need to address sometimes.
Ways that you need to address your shit, yeah. It gets hard. Like, it can be, like, really emotional doing it, but it's like a, I hate this word, but it is like a purge, like a release type of thing that you gotta do to allow more space. So, like, you can't, unless you release all this bullshit, shadow work shit you gotta do with yourself,
like,
you can't, you don't have any more room in your heart and your universe for the gifts that it wants to give you. Mm-hmm. So you gotta release some shit, and then you can receive. It's give and take.
Yeah. Amen, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I like,
but it's work. It takes work. I mean, everything in this life is hard. If you want it, it's hard. You gotta go get it.
I said it in the comments. It's like, if you know about this, you know about this. But if you don't, listen. Like, you know, when you have a plant that has fruit, right? Well, you want to trim those stems and those branches that aren't producing any fruit, because all they're doing is slowing down the growth of the whole.
For the whole plant,
the whole core of the person, right? So that's basically what you're doing within yourself. You're just looking at yourself. You're taking shit out that you don't need, that's holding you back. And the things that are growing, you're giving them space. So they, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I think it's a good thing, man. I like it a lot. I like the group. I like the way we talk to each other. I like if somebody's down, one person, if anything, one person notices and we all jump on it and we're like, yo, we got you. What do you need? This, that, and the other. We're all there for each other, so yeah.
Absolutely, man.
Let's say goodbye.
Yeah.
We don't know what we're doing anymore. This got kind of... Don't worry. One day they're going to be here in person. They're going to come have a little trip.
I'm so excited.
We're going to do a live podcast. It'll be really good.
Yes. I'm so excited. We could make this we could make this headquarters. We can make this official, what do you call it? What is our family name? Coven.
The Coven.
The Coven headquarters.
That would be crazy.
Maybe.
Now you gotta call it the estate,
yo. All right, do you guys want to shout out any of your shit? I don't know. I mean, you don't have to do anything. We're about to end it. I don't know if you guys wanted to, like, tell them something.
Listen, basically, yo, what I want to tell y'all is... This shit is crazy, man. I never thought I'd be in something like this. It's dope. I'm glad I met y'all, man. I'm glad I was able to be on this podcast. Like, legit, I did want to be on a podcast before. So
We threw that right off the bat before we even talked to you.
Check mark off that list. So it was like, you guys are doing your thing. You're positive. You got the energy. You guys, you know, like, just stay consistent, be positive, and just make sure that you got plenty of rest and you're drinking water. You hear me?
Yes. Bombs for water.
Bombs for water.
Bombs for water, kids.
Drop bombs.
Pop those coronas, you heard?
Finny, do you have anything left to say?
Thank you for having me here. You know, God bless you. And, you know, I'm just, you know, really happy to be here. We're going to elevate, you know, we're going to work with this together. We're going to stick together, and I'll be glad to do this again. I swear.
Wow, imagine.
Anytime.
You got it. You got it, yo.
What did you say? I didn't hear what you said.
Me and Rico.
You.
What about me?
You know what I mean? This is empowerment, man. It's like, matter, black, white, girl, boy, we trying to uplift each other. Like, it's not about birth charts and it's about just elevation, man. This is 2020, man. We need clear vision. It's a new 12-year cycle, man. Things are changing, so it feels good to start the year off with a bang. You know, meet new people and
be ready for it because you already know 2021 is our year. I swear.
Wow, bombs for Fitty and Rico.
They're speaking such truth right now. We haven't even been talking that much about that. We're ascending, girls.
We are ascending. I mean, we've been talking about that. Like, we're ascending.
They're getting into it. Yeah, we're all elevating, as one would say.
And what matters mostly is to end the year strong, you know? Even if we start off a little shaky, we got hit with a corona, we got hit with this... We're going to end this strong, you know? We're going to come back together. We're going to give each other what we need. You know, maybe it might be a couple of beans on the hat. Who knows? Something. You know what I mean? We're going in.
True. We just had a new moon, so we got to, like, manifest our good shit because this next cycle is 2 to 3 years. So we have to manifest what we want right this second, y'all. Right this fucking
Rico. Remember, I told you about that last night, but tonight I have an idea. Let's get on, like, FaceTime or whatever, and I told you we can burn our shit at the same time. We can do it.
Imagine.
It'll be so much fun. It's so much fun. Like, what a ritual. We can also make new moon water. But, no, it was a couple days ago, but...
No, we're in day 3. We're good.
Okay, let's do it. A magnum?
Wow.
This is burning stuff. I don't get into your personal stuff, like... Like, what are you talking about?
This is what I like to do. I like to take a piece of paper.
She said I gotta light a portion of my house on fire.
No. Listen, Linda. You just take a piece of paper, right? This is what I like to do. I don't know about other people. It's what I like to do. You take a piece of paper. You write down everything that you're releasing, like, I'm releasing toxic thought patterns, or, like, I'm releasing the opinion that other people have of me, or, like, I'm releasing all of my anxiety, or, like, I'm releasing my fucking having my stupid ass guard up, or, like, whatever. And then you write down everything that you're manifesting, like, I don't have to do this anymore, but I don't know about you guys, but I'm manifesting a soulmate, or, like, I'm manifesting, like, this fucking job, like, I have the job that I want, I am abundant, I make so much money, like, everything that you want, and then you write down everything that you're grateful for, like, your family, and whatever, everything that you have, and then you fold it up, and you burn it, and you release it to the universe.
Oh, amen, that sounds beautiful.
Let's all do it tonight, it'll be so much fun.
Well, you know what? I'm a, if you teach me how to do it.
I just did.
You know, yeah. Oh, you just told me. You're right. But you know what?
You gotta do it again.
We'll do it. We'll figure it out. We'll do it.
We're definitely gonna do it, you know?
It's a good time to do it. Oh my god, do it tonight if you're gonna do it.
That's GTS. What I'm saying. Do it tonight.
Take that filter off your fucking face, Viddy. But you can do it tonight. Oh my god, I have forgot to check. Oh my god. Alright, we're gonna go in a minute. For real, I promise.
Do it, like,
but I have to check my spirit almanac. There's a new moon ritual for the next 2 or 3 years I have to look at.
What the fuck?
I'll message it to y'all.
Let's end this, and then you guys go watch our shining. I'm so grateful to have them on.
We
love you guys so much. Like, you are, like, come on, imagine. Like,
you light up our lives. Yeah, like,
ladies, imagine. You know, love you back. Love you back.
Stop with that filter, though.
Get that filter off your face, man. All right, all right, all right. Bye, bye, bye.
Good night. I love you. Bye.